facial expressions and the energy you bring into a room affect your coworkers. These unconscious programs and behaviors occur because the body has become the mind. And it's the combination of these unconscious programs that makes up who you are. You know by now that when the body becomes the mind, you're no longer living in the present moment, and so you're no longer in a creative state, which means you're keeping your goals, dreams, and visions at arm's length. By becoming aware of these unconscious behaviors and programs, however, you can work to actively broadcast a new electromagnetic signature that is in line with your future. And the more you broadcast that electromagnetic signature into the field, the sooner you will become it, and it will become you. When there's a vibrational match between your energy and that future potential that already exists in the quantum field, that future event is going to find you. Or better yet, your body will be drawn to a new reality. You will become a magnet to a new destiny, which will manifest as an unknown new experience. For a moment, think of your future reality as if it already exists, vibrating as unmaterialized energy in the quantum field. Imagine your future as the vibration coming from a tuning fork that has just been struck. The sound it emits is a vibration traveling on a certain frequency. If you also exist as a tuning fork, as you change your energy to resonate within the same harmonic of that quantum possibility of your future, you connect with and align to that frequency. The longer you can maintain and tune your energy into that frequency, the more you vibrate at the same harmonic of energy. Now you're connected to that future reality because you're operating at the same frequency or vibration. The closer frequencies come together in space and time, the more they influence each other until they entrain to one frequency. That's the moment when your future finds you. This is how you create new realities. It stands to reason then that the instant your energy changes because you're feeling lower survival emotions, there's dissonance and incoherence between you and your future reality. You are no longer resonating within the frequency of that possibility, and this causes you to become out of sync with the future you are trying to create. If you can't give up that reaction because the addiction to those emotions has a grip on you, you'll just wind up creating more of the same reality because your energy is vibrating equal to the reality you're reacting to. In Chapter 3, you learn that all possibilities exist in the eternal now, and that when you get beyond your identity as a body connected to people, objects, places, and time, you become pure consciousness. You become no body, no one, no thing, nowhere in no time. It is in that elegant moment that you transcend the material realm of matter and enter the quantum field of information and energy. Now that you are beyond your associations to this physical reality, you are creating from the unified field. Thus, you are creating from a level of energy that is greater than matter. For the most part, our students have practiced this sitting down. The purpose of the standing and walking meditation is to make you more mindful of the present moment, to help you maintain and sustain elevated states throughout the day, to keep you more connected to that future with your eyes open, and to assist you in literally stepping into your new future. When you begin practicing walking meditations, it's best to find a quiet place in nature so you're not easily distracted. The fewer people and less activity around you, the easier it is to stay focused. Eventually, when you get better at it, you can practice this in a shopping mall while walking your dog or somewhere else out in public. In many ways, the standing and walking meditations are just like the seated ones. You begin by standing still, closing your eyes and resting your attention in your heart, all the while slowing down your breath and breathing in and out of this center. When you feel heart-centered, just as you do in your seated meditations, you begin cultivating elevated emotions that connect you to your future. Once you feel fully grounded in these elevated emotions, for a few minutes, open your focus and radiate that energy beyond your body until you feel it within you as well as all around you. Next, lay upon the energy of these elevated emotions the intent of what you want for your day or your future, whether it's to radiate a synchronicity, lead a noble life, make a difference in the world, create a new job or relationship, or something else. Now you are broadcasting a new electromagnetic signature into the field. The only difference is that instead of sitting with your eyes closed and radiating loving, elevated emotions, you're standing up with your eyes closed, so that when you open your eyes and begin walking, you'll be able to embody that elevated energy. As you continue to stand, eyes closed, with an open focus, you take your attention off the outer world, and your brainwaves slow down from beta to alpha states. This causes the thoughts, analysis, and chatter inside your head to quiet down, inducing a trance state and making you more suggestible. As you learned in the previous chapter, the longer you can remain in this trance state, the less resistance there is to new information entering your subconscious mind. When you're in an elevated emotional state that aligns you with your future, you will be more prone to accept, believe, and surrender to the intentional thoughts equal to those emotions. This means the thoughts, visions, pictures, and images your mind is creating can make it past the analytical mind, and you can program the autonomic nervous system to create the biology of your new future. Since you have created the energy of your new future while standing with your eyes closed, now it's time to open your eyes and begin walking. Don't look at anyone, and don't pay attention to objects or things or anything else around you. Simply keep your focus open, transfix your gaze on the horizon, and remain in trance. The more you're in trance, the less likely you'll be to think in old, familiar ways. In the meantime, your mind will be connecting to the images of your new future rather than replaying programs of the past. Now you're ready to walk into your future as someone else. Because you are walking as your future self, you now have to become aware of the way your current self has always unconsciously walked. It's time to alter your stride, your pace, your posture, your breathing, and your movements. You might smile instead of staring blankly. You may have to imagine what walking as a wealthy person feels like by modeling a wealthy person. A courageous person you admire. Walk within the elevated energy of your future healthy body, energy of your future healthy body, or walk as an open-hearted, loving, accepting person. Basically, you're consciously embodying the person you've always dreamed you could be, but walking as if your future self is imperative. For example, you might imagine that it's 1 or 2 years later and you already have all the things you want. The most important ingredient is for you to embody that future person now. If you already are that identity, you no longer need to wish you will become that person, because it's already happened. You already embody the qualities of your future. You are simply thinking, acting, and feeling your future self. As you begin to practice walking differently, and continue to practice day in and day out, you're going to get into the habit of walking like a wealthy person, thinking like a healthy person, standing like a confident person, and feeling like a free, unlimited, grateful person. Gratitude means it already happened, instead of perhaps a beat-up, worn-down, stressed-out person. The more you practice, the more this new way of being will become a new habit, and these habits will become your new automatic patterns of thought, behaviors, and emotions. Once you start naturally feeling and embodying these elevated emotions, they will inhabit you, and you will actually become the person you want to be. Graphic 12 in the color insert shows a student who changes his brain in about an hour after doing a walking meditation. Priming the brain for future memories. The walking meditation is also about creating memories of things that haven't happened yet in linear time. In effect, remembering your future. When you produce elevated feelings with your eyes closed, radiate that energy beyond the field of your body, and then open your eyes and begin walking and leading with your heart, feeling those elevated emotions with your eyes open. The more you feel that emotion, the more you are going to pay attention to the pictures, images, and thoughts that are creating your feelings. This process naturally upgrades your neural circuitry by creating a new inward experience. Experience enriches the brain and creates memories. Now your brain is no longer living in the past, it's living in the future. The more you embody your elevated emotions correctly, the more your brain and body will look like the future experience has already happened. That means you're technically remembering your future. Remaining in trance is important because as you align your body with your future and change your inner world, you're creating long-term memories. Since where you place your attention is where you place your energy, you may even want to flash scenes of your mind movie in your head while you're envisioning, embodying, and feeling your future. As you do this, those mind movie scenes will become the energetic and biological maps to your future. The act of feeling the emotions of your future in the present moment and combining these emotions with your intention does two things. It installs new circuits to make your brain an intentional map to the future, and it also produces the emotional chemicals for that future event, which signals new genes in new ways, thus conditioning your body to prepare it for a new destiny. Remember that this meditation is not about what you get in life. It's about who you become, or who you are in the process of becoming. If you are trying to get wealth, success, health, or a new relationship, you are still conditioned to thinking you are separate from something, and you have to go get it. But the truth is that the more you become that person, the more reality will shape and mold equal to your new state of being. It's that process of consciously becoming that helps you maintain alignment to a different destiny. The more you practice the walking meditation and walk as your future self, the more you should be able to change your state of being with your eyes open, just as you did with your eyes closed. When you practice this enough times, you will not only carry that energy with you throughout the day, but you'll embody it. This type of repetition will make you feel more mindful in your waking hours, and before you know it, you'll start automatically behaving, thinking, and feeling differently. This is programming a new personality to a new personal reality. Over time, who knows? You might find yourself naturally walking like a happy person, behaving like a courageous and compassionate leader, thinking like a noble, empowered genius, feeling like a worthy, abundant entrepreneur. In the middle of your day, you might become aware of the fact that the pain in your body is gone because you're feeling so whole, unlimited, and in love with life. What you've done has made a habit out of being the person you want to be. This is because you installed the circuitry and signaled the latent gene to think, act, and feel in a new way. Biologically, you have become that person. Becoming mindful and embodying your future self can occur many times throughout your day. Imagine that you're waiting for a friend who is running late, and instead of feeling frustrated and bothered, you're generating energy of your future. When you're sitting in traffic, instead of getting impatient and angry, practice tuning into the energy of your future with your eyes open. Imagine that when you're in line at the grocery store and judging a person for what they're buying, you'd redirect your thoughts to feeling incredibly grateful for your new life, walking as your future self. Imagine when you walk to your car in the parking lot or to your mailbox, you're naturally empowered by the thought of your new life. You'll then begin to accept, believe, and surrender to the thoughts equal to that emotional state. And as you surrender to those thoughts, your body will make the chemistry equal to that emotional state. This is how you begin to program your autonomic nervous system into a different destiny. And the more you practice it, the less likely you are to return to autopilot and miss the present moment. The walking meditation. Begin by finding a quiet space in nature. Disconnect from your external environment and anchor yourself in the present moment by closing your eyes. Acknowledge your heart center, where the soul and heart intersect with the unified field, and bring elevated emotions such as gratitude, joy, inspiration, compassion, love, and so on to this center. If you are going to believe in your new future with all of your heart, it had better be open and activated. Rest your attention on the heart, allowing your breath to flow in and out of the center. Ever more slowly, more deeply, and more relaxed. For about 2 minutes. Return to creating elevated emotions within your heart for 2 to 3 minutes. Radiate that energy into the space surrounding your body in space, and stay present with that energy. Tune in to the energy of your future. After a few minutes, hold a clear intention in your mind's eye. You might pick a representative symbol that connects you to the energy of your future, the way you learned in Chapter 3. Change your state of being with the feelings of these elevated emotions, and focus on broadcasting that new electromagnetic signature into the field. Remain in this state for 2 to 3 minutes. Next, open your eyes. And without looking at anything or anyone, open your focus and keep your awareness on the space around your body in space, while maintaining a trance state. Begin walking with your eyes open while you stay entranced. With each step you take, embody that new energy, that new frequency of whatever you're creating in your future. As you take this energy with you during your waking daily life, walking as your new self, you are activating the same neurological networks and producing the same level of mind as when you meditate with your eyes closed. Next, remember your future. Let the images come, feeling them and embodying them. Own them. Become them. Continue to walk for about 10 minutes and then stop to recalibrate. Once again, close your eyes and raise your energy. Stay present with this energy for about 5 to 10 minutes. For the next 10 minutes, with your eyes open in trance, walk again with intent and purpose as your future self. With each step you take, embodying this new energy, you move closer to your destiny and it moves closer to you. Do this cycle 2 times. When you finish the second round, stop and stand still one last time, really focusing on how you feel with your fourth energy center open. You can use this opportunity to affirm who you are based on how you feel. For example, if you're feeling unlimited, you can literally acknowledge, "I am unlimited." Next, place your hand over your beautiful heart and be willing to feel valuable and worthy enough to receive what you have created. Raise your energy to its zenith and feel gratitude, appreciation, and thankfulness. Now acknowledge the divine within you, the energy that powers you and gives rise to all of life. Give thanks for a new life before it's made manifest. Acknowledging the power within you, ask that your life be filled with unexpected wonder, synchronicities and coincidences that create a joy for existence. Radiate your love while loving your new life into existence. Chapter 10, Case Studies, Making It Real. In the case studies that follow, you'll be introduced to people just like you who took time out of their busy lives to create a new future. Every day they define themselves by a vision of this future instead of by the memories of their past. You could say they were more in love with their future than they were with their past. The act of doing the work daily and turning the practices in the last three chapters into a skill led them to become more supernatural. Pay attention to how simple they made it. Tim gets the key to his future. At an advanced workshop in Seattle, which typically coincides with Halloween, we ask our students to dress up as their future selves on the first night. Tim dressed up as a supernatural Swami. He'd always wanted to be a Swami, subscribed to the lifestyle, and at a young age had left his hometown in Connecticut to study in an ashram. At the start of the event, participants also received a gift from our company, a key to symbolize unlocking the potential of each participant's future self. Tim had attended several advanced-level workshops in the past. The first time he made a mind movie, he inserted a picture of gold and silver coins in one of his scenes. For years, he had been trying to surrender the emotion of fear, but at a certain point he realized that behind the fear was unworthiness. So for Tim, the coins were a symbol of worthiness. "Everybody wants wealth," he told me, "but because I was on the spiritual path into yoga and everything else that goes with it, I had the mentality that I had to be poor and embrace poverty to truly walk the talk. So instead of the gold and silver coins merely representing wealth, they represented being worthy to receive." For Tim's Seattle mind movie, he added more images to evolve his vision. As another symbol for worthiness, Tim used a Chinese character that meant wealth. But because he never desired money, below the symbol he placed the word affluence. He preferred affluence because when he looked up the word's definition, he found that its Latin root meant to flow toward. "Wouldn't it be great," he thought, "if everything I wanted flowed toward me?" Although Tim is very analytical, after continuously watching his mind movie in tandem with the kaleidoscope, he found he could quickly bypass the analytical mind and get into the subconscious mind, the operating system to program his future. During the workshop, when it came time to dimensionalize a scene in his mind movie, he had a profound experience. He started to feel joy, and then a wildly enthusiastic love for life, almost like a burning sensation in his heart. He said he felt as if he could set the world on fire. Then during the meditation, I told the students it was time to open up and receive, and that's when Tim says energy began to enter his body. "I don't know where it came from," he told me, "but it was like someone had turned on a spigot. I shot straight up. The energy came in through the top of my head and then moved out through my hands. My palms were face down, yet without conscious control, the energy caused them to lift and turn over. I lost track of time and space and had no idea where I was. But for the rest of the meditation, I was in an ecstatic, exalted state. I knew somehow that everything was going to be different and that I was no longer the same person." When the energy downloaded into Tim, he believed it was carrying a message of worthiness because he was never the same afterward. "I'm convinced that the new information that came into my body rewrote my DNA, erasing the old self, because that part of my personality is now gone," he says. When Tim got home to Phoenix, where he owned and operated a futon shop, he returned to business as usual on Monday morning. On Thursday, a woman who had purchased a futon from him several years earlier came into his shop. Since the day she purchased the futon, they had formed a friendship, and every few weeks she would stop by to chat. She was now retired and came into the shop to tell Tim she had just finished making out her will. She wanted Tim to be her executor. Tim felt honored, and he thanked her. "Here it is," she said, placing it on the counter along with a key. "Read it." Tim began scanning the document to discover that not only was he the executor, she was also bequeathing him $110,000 worth of gold and silver coins. The key she placed on the counter was the key to her safe deposit box, where she kept the coins, which of course matched the picture in Tim's mind movie. In an instant, Tim remembered the similar key to his future he had received at the Advanced Workshop in Seattle. Now that's being worth it. Sarah can't touch the ground. On Labor Day 2016, Sarah severely injured her back attempting to prevent a 5-ton boat from crashing into a dock. For 7 weeks, she was in agony and she endured physical therapy, took a cocktail of medications, and made countless visits to the chiropractor. After nothing else helped, her doctors scheduled Sarah for surgery, but first she decided to attend an advanced workshop in Cancun. Because of how much pain Sarah was in, her son suggested she bring a wheelchair. She decided not to, and when she arrived at the hotel, she collapsed on the floor in pain. Later, when she got into the pool on a float, she had severe spasms when she attempted to get out. Sarah was not new to my work, so she came to Cancun with her meditation cushion and her mind movie. In her mind movie, she was healthy, strong, and able to run again. She could play basketball with her son and lacrosse with her daughter. Every time Sarah saw herself in the scene performing aerial yoga, she embraced the joy she knew she would feel if she could actually do it, and when she heard the song from her mind movie, her energy rose. During the first few days when she was tightening her core muscles and drawing energy up her spine with the breathing technique, she felt her sciatic nerve pulsating. It was as if a warm electric current was traveling up the nerve. At the same time, she had the intention that the energy was a healing light ascending her spinal column. On the third day, she started her morning by searching the internet until she found an image of a woman doing aerial yoga. She carried that image in her mind all day. That afternoon, our students were working with the kaleidoscope and their mind movies. After they unfolded into the quantum field, I then asked them to dimensionalize a scene from their mind movie. When the meditation was finished, I instructed them to lie down on the floor. But as Sarah told me later, she couldn't find the floor. She kept reaching lower and lower, searching for it, but it was no longer there. The next thing she knew, she was in another dimension, having a full-on, IMAX-like sensory experience, but without her senses. She was living a future scene of her mind movie. Enough circuits in her brain had turned on to make her internal experience as real as any external experience she had ever had. She was not visualizing this scene, she was in it, living it. I realized I was in another reality, a different time and space. I was in my future, she explained, and I was actually performing aerial yoga. I was hanging upside down, and the floor wasn't there. I kept reaching for it, but I was just swinging upside down from this beautiful red silk scarf. I felt freedom from my pain. I was swinging freely in space. Eventually, she did lie down, with tears of joy flowing down her cheeks. When she came out of that meditation, all of her pain was gone. I knew I was healed, she said. I was in awe of the power of my mind, and I felt tremendous gratitude. I continue to manifest things from my mind movie. In fact, my mind movie can't even keep up with my life. Terry walks into a new future. In September 2016, while practicing her walking meditation along Australia's beautiful Sunshine Coast, Terry had a profound experience. Toward the end of her meditation, when she stopped for the final part, she was feeling connected, uplifted, and expansive. As she followed my instructions, she opened herself up to the field with the intention of being worthy of her future life. With no warning, she felt an electric charge enter her body through the crown of her head, where it continued to flow down into her heart. As the energy coursed through the rest of her body, surging through her thighs and down into her feet, her legs began shaking uncontrollably. The only way I can describe it is that there was an intense shaking from the inside, she told me. But it was a voltage of energy that my body had never experienced. I thought I was going to fall over. It was at that point I lost all conscious control over my lower body. She burst into uncontrollable tears, and with that release, her mind and body also began to let go. Time appeared to stand still. Terry understood that her body was surrendering a lifetime of past unresolved emotions. As the surge of electricity continued to move through her, she felt huge amounts of dense, dark matter falling away from her body. "I believe this matter was trauma, not only from my lifetime, but also past lifetimes," she remembered. "It included the trauma of my father nearly dying from a suicide attempt when I was 8, which has cast a shadow over my life by preventing me from allowing myself to receive unconditional love." She felt all her limiting beliefs, many of which she had acquired through deep emotional conditioning and the unconscious beliefs of others, simply dissolve. "Everything that was not in alignment with who I really am just fell away," Terry said. "I experienced true liberation, something my soul has been yearning for a very long time. I knew in that moment that my soul had guided me to that very beach, at that very moment, with all these people to do this important work." She fell to her knees, an overwhelming amount of love flowing through her. Kneeling in the sand, humbled by this power, she saw that every choice she had made up to that point was necessary for her to arrive at this poignant moment. In that instant, she observed who she had been for the last year, consistently choosing to do the meditations every day, all the while falling in love with herself. She knew that her future self in that moment was calling her past self to have this experience of profound love. When Terry came back to the three-dimensional reality of her senses, she felt an overwhelming sense of peace and oneness with everything around her. She reported a deep reconnection to her physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual self, and said she felt more like herself than she had in a very long time. "This experience reminded me that I am, as we all are, an aspect of divine energy," she said, "and that I am worthy of receiving it." Chapter 11. Space-Time and Time-Space. We live in a three-dimensional universe, uni meaning one, where everything that exists is made up of people, objects, places, and time. For the most part, it's a dimension of particles and matter. Through our senses, we experience these things as form, structure, mass, and density. If I place an ice cube, your cell phone, or an apple pie in front of you, for example, you could not experience any of these objects without your senses. It's your senses that give rise to your experience of physical reality. While the ice cube, cell phone, and apple pie all have height, width, and depth, they only exist to you because you can see, hear, taste, smell, and feel them. If you lost your five senses, or they were simultaneously eliminated, you would be incapable of experiencing these physical objects because you would have no awareness of them. They would literally not exist to you because in this three-dimensional reality, you can't experience them without your senses. Or can you? According to astrophysics, in this realm of three dimensions, the known universe, let's call it space-time reality, there's an infinite amount of space. Take a moment to ponder that concept. From the small perch where we sit staring out into the universe, when we look up at the night sky, we only see a sliver of the universe. It appears to us as infinite, and yet infinite is even bigger than that. In other words, in the realm of space-time, space is eternal. It has no end and goes on forever. But what about time? The way you and I typically experience time is by moving our bodies through space. For example, it might take you 5 minutes to set this book down, walk to the kitchen, pour a glass of water, and return. This occurs because a thought that originated in your mind created a vision of what you were going to do in the kitchen. You acted on that thought, and consequently, you experience time by moving from one point to another through space. Before you walked to the kitchen and as you were sitting in your chair, when you became conscious of the kitchen in relation to where you were sitting, you experienced a separation of two points of consciousness, where you sat and the kitchen. To close the gap between those two points of consciousness, you moved your body through space, and that took time. It makes sense then that the greater the space or distance between two points, the greater the time it takes to get from one point to the other.